Nick Wilson, Jason Stanford. We do have the 5 at 5 coming up in just about 20 minutes here. And we are going to get to the Miles stuff, but we got the Guardians lineup to get to in just a moment here. But it is an opportunity for Ohio State to get on the right side of things here this weekend again. Coming off the Oregon loss, we'll see how they respond there. And to talk about Ohio State post the Oregon loss and Ryan Day and big games, welcome on. Usually hear him 4 o'clock on Thursdays today. Well, we had to push him because of everything going on yesterday with Brooke Park and everything. We welcome on Pete Futek of College Football News in the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Do you also hate the Yankees? Are you on Team Gardos? That's all we really care about, Pete.
Sure. I'm on here, right? I still think the name Guardians is awful, but I like the baseball team better. I think that would be cool. I would be totally on board with the Cleveland baseball.
That trend sucks. The Utah Hockey Club, the Washington Football Team.
God, what are you, a movie? The Guardians, I guess. But yes, of course. I mean, you know what? Yes, go. I'd like to see this, you know, this franchise win, you know, something big. It would be kind of cool. I like the programs that are out of the norm, the teams that are out of the norm, that can kind of finally pull it off. And I'm not a real man of the people, but I'm kind of anti the teams that have the gajillion-dollar payrolls, I guess.
Pete, when you look at this Ohio State football team, they lose on the road to Oregon. Can they pull it back together, and does Ryan Day have a job next year?
Yes. Somewhere, Ryan Day will have a job. He will, if he doesn't have the Ohio State job, he will have another job in about 45 seconds because he's great. Look, you can't lose in college football. It's just one of those things. But teams lose. Everyone forgets Nick Saban lost college football games. You know, it's not like when you lose to, like, Notre Dame losing to Northern Illinois. If you're losing to Northern Illinois, yeah, you can kind of have a problem. But again, look at the teams that Day has lost to. I mean, those are 50-50 games. Those guys are on NIL money, too, you know. So those are not cheap losses. And you lost by one driving on the road against a team that's probably one of the 5 best teams in college football. Yeah, that's all right. That's what we call an acceptable loss. Someone has to lose in this business. So, yes, you're absolutely fine. He should be fine, and Ohio State would be crazy to get rid of a guy who's winning 88% of his games. If it was that easy, we'd be talking about the number 3 Florida Gators right now and Texas A&M coming off a back-to-back national championship because everyone has money, everyone has the facilities. And not everyone does what Ohio State does. And it's taken way too much for granted by the base there.
Pete, Ohio State has the weekend off. They get back to it on the 26th against Nebraska at home. Then you got Penn State, Purdue, Northwestern, Indiana, and Michigan. Where's the credible fear for the final 6 regular season games for Ohio State starting in about, 8 days' time?
Yeah, Penn State is the one. I mean, the credible fear really more than anything else is just not to get anybody hurt. I mean, as I said last week, I mean, this is still the best team in college football. They're still going to at least play for the national championship. If you don't, then yeah, then there's criticism because there's no excuse with this payroll and this coaching staff to not at least get there. Again, totally acceptable loss at Oregon. Not against Penn State. Penn State's really awesome, and they're good enough. They have the talent to pull this off. So that's a little dangerous. You're always a little afraid of what Michigan can do if their lines, kick in. But they shouldn't lose to Michigan. They can't lose to Michigan this year. Usually, I don't care about the rivalry as much as everyone else does. But this year, you can't lose to Michigan. It's going to have to take something way extraordinary to get Ohio State after that Oregon loss.
All right, Pete, we've been asking everybody, because you are a college football guy, you're a football guy, it can be football related, but last night, huge win for the Guardians, walk off, game 3, staving off a 3-0 deficit, gets them back in the series. A lot of Guardians fans feel like that's the best playoff game ever. For you, what, in your opinion, was your greatest playoff game memory experience ever?
Can I say the fact that I am from Chicago or live in Chicago and there was a pretty big game against the former Cleveland team? Actually, the other part, I will go with this. The top line of my resume, as I say this, as I will say two parts to this. One, I'm in Minneapolis here visiting parents. My dad is a diehard Yankees fan, and he was annoying me. And so I stopped watching actually, before the ninth inning, because I'm like, oh, wow, the Yankees just won. Who cares? And I missed the ninth inning. So I missed the ninth inning of the thing, and I went to go back to see it. So it's my own problem. It's my own fault. You never leave a game early. I know that side of things. But I will say, top line of my resume of games I've seen in person, including actually being able to grab Devontae Smith on the tour to Devontae play to beat Georgia, being on the field for that final play. I was there for 91 Jack Morris Twins Braves. That's probably my top game I've ever seen in person in terms of everything. But certainly the ending of that game was pretty strong. But start to finish, because it wasn't as big a game as, say, like Game 7 of a World Series, I get where you're coming from in terms of excitement, but nah, you can't even put it in the same, you know, area code as any of the, you know, the historic games that were, you know, for a World Series or for a pennant or something.
Well, I'm going to have to fight you when I see you next. Pete, great stuff, buddy. Appreciate you. Have a great weekend.
There he is.
Pete Futek there, College Football News on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. And again, Ohio State has the week off. Nebraska coming up next week. I think that's going to be okay, although I do like Nebraska in the trenches. I kind of think Nebraska's onto something, even though, you know, they're still not kind of breaking through the upper crust of the Big Ten. But Guardians lineup is out here for Game 4, and Stephen Vogt is running it back for Game 4 for what he did in Game 3.
Well, he looks at it and says, look, it worked last night. We had the lead going late into the game. We had it all lined up. Bullpen came out. Unfortunately, Classe got hit around a little bit, but they were still able to win with those key matchups with pinch hitting. I look at this lineup. I'm not going to say I like it or dislike it just yet. I want to see what Gill comes to the table right off the get, bottom of the first.
So I will say I'm loving Kyle Manzardo in the lineup, and I actually loved him early in the series when they got him at bats, and you could see he was not in any way fazed by the lights.
No, the moment was not too big.
I think the immediate reaction is you go Schneeman, Jimenez, and Hedges right there in a row before you get back to Rocchio. I kind of think I get what they're doing with Schneeman, which as a, we're going to put you out there, we're going to give you chances to do this, but also he's almost like a sacrificial lamb because at any point you can go Brennan, John Kensey, you can do a double switch, you can find a way to get somebody else in that spot in like crucial moments late in the game.
Yeah, depending on what happens in the game, right? If there's a multitude of hits, then this lineup is turning over and over again. If there isn't, you're going to come up late in the game with some of those lower lineup portions of the players where you have to put in that right pinch hitter.
I think it's interesting Bo Naylor also not back in the lineup again. And I just think that's
Hedges
telling.
Hedges called a good game last night, though. He did.
Well, and I just think we're getting to the point where if you're Bo and you're not making the difference as an offensive player, if it's a zero-sum game offensively, why not go with one of the best defensive catchers, best framing catchers in baseball, especially with a staff that has a lot. I mean, from moment to moment, they need managed almost every single minute there.
Well, and here's how I would look at it, too. Hedges last year, where was he? He was with the Texas Rangers in a World Series.
Mm-hmm.
He knows how to get the job done late in the season. You put him back in the lower part of the lineup, but you allow him to work with Gavin Williams, who has not been at his best all season long. So, yes, he was hurt early on. But if you have Hedges right now calling the game and Gavin Williams trusting those signs, this could be a good matchup for them.
The 5 at 5 next on 92.3 The Fan.